There was once a great Hindu king who fought against the Mughals. In every way, he was a hero supreme, and he was appreciated, admired, and adored by all Indians without exception. His name was Shivaji. He wanted to have freedom for his country, especially for the part where he was born, which is called Maharashtra. There are many, many authentic stories about Shivaji, but I have chosen to tell a few stories in connection with his self-sacrifice for his country and his spiritual life. Well, hello, and welcome to Inspiration Sounds, episode 29. I was just reading Sri Chinmoy's very own introduction to a book he put together on the life of the Hindu Raja, Shivaji. To this day, he is still considered a hero in the present-day state of Maharashtra, and stories of exploits have grown into legends and have entered into folklore. He built a kingdom from scratch that grew big enough to threaten the established rulers of the day. And today, I have chosen four incidents from one big story, each part being connected to the next. And I hope you do enjoy these stories from the heart of the world. I'm Budsamudra. Shivaji and Aurangzeb, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. King Shivaji lived during the reign of the Mughal Emperor Aurangzeb. Aurangzeb's father was Shah Jahan, who built the Taj Mahal in memory of his wife. Unfortunately, Aurangzeb was very bad. He killed all his brothers, put his father into prison, and did many other terrible things. Then, towards the end of his life, he repented. In 1666, Shivaji received a letter from the emperor inviting him to come to the court at Agra. Although Shivaji knew that the emperor was capable of treachery, he accepted because he did not want to appear to be afraid of Aurangzeb. Shivaji arrived in Agra with his eldest son, Shambhuji, and a small contingent of soldiers on the 12th of May, which happened to be the emperor's 50th birthday. When Shivaji entered the audience hall and placed his offerings before Aurangzeb, the emperor did not speak a single word of welcome to him. Instead, Shivaji was led to an inferior position at the back of the hall. It now became obvious that the great Maharatha hero had been led into a trap. He and his son were captives of the emperor. Shivaji was imprisoned in the Mughal capital for several months. However, he did not surrender to despair, but began making plans for his escape. One evening, Shivaji and Shambhuji hid inside two huge fruit baskets. Shivaji had arranged for them to be left at a lonely spot outside the city. Shivaji and Shambhuji waited until the porters had gone and then emerged from the fruit baskets. They besmeared their bodies with ashes and made their way back to their kingdom disguised as religious mendicants. Kindness Repaid, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. On their way back to their own kingdom, Shivaji and Shambhuji stopped at a farmer's place for shelter. The farmer's mother was always hospitable to strangers, and she very often gave shelter to guests. While she was cooking food for them, Shivaji's Maratha fighters happened to come and plunder her farm. The woman cried out, "The real culprit is Shivaji himself! He should have died in prison, or the Mughal emperor should have killed him! Now I understand that Shivaji has escaped and he is still alive. He is the real cause of this trouble." Shivaji overheard what the farmer's mother said. She did not know that her guests were none other than the king himself and his son. Shivaji said to the poor woman, "I fully agree with you. They have no right to make you suffer in this way." How much damage did these people cause? The woman added up the damage that had been done and gave Shivaji a figure. Later, when Shivaji had safely returned to his kingdom, he gave the woman double the figure she had quoted. Then he revealed that it was he who had taken shelter in her house. He told her that he was so grateful to her because, unknowingly, she had saved his life and that of his son. Shivaji obeys his own command, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Butsamudra Knox. After quite a few days of walking, Shivaji and his son reached a fort that belonged to Shivaji. It was Shivaji's order that the fort remain closed from sunset to dawn. No matter who came to the fort, the guard was not allowed to open the gate. When King Shivaji and his son reached the fort, night had already fallen. The guard knew perfectly well that it was his king and the king's son who had come back after so many months. He also knew what kind of ordeal they had gone through. Still, he would not open the gate. The guard went to the roof of the fort and tied one end of a rope to a pillar. Then he climbed down the rope to the ground. As soon as he touched the ground, he fell at Shivaji's feet, crying and embracing him. Shivaji was also crying because he was so proud that the guard was faithfully carrying out his order not to open the gate. The king and his son waited outside the fort until daybreak, even though the guard had the key. You've been listening to Inspiration Sounds, episode 29, and a feature on the life of Shivaji. Now, we just touched on four stories there from Sri Chinmoy's book on his life. There are quite a few more, including some real nice ones that focus more on his spiritual side, for in fact, Shivaji was, at his core, a deeply spiritual king with a profound insight into the various meanings and ways of the world. So we'll return to that at a later date. But next week on Inspiration Sounds, I've chosen a few stories that feature birds. We've done horses, we've done a series on dogs, and so I thought, why not? Let's do one on birds. So if you're a bird lover, you'll want to join me next week. I hope you do. But for now, it's time to say goodbye. I'm Butsamudra Knox, wishing you a great week.